It's good to have you all here for what is an extremely exciting morning for us at Grace Free Church. During all of our services at all of our locations, we have baptisms going on. I just got a text message right before the service that Tremont is out of parking spaces. It's pretty awesome. So yeah. Mostly we're just here to celebrate today, to celebrate God and what he's doing in our hearts, and what he's doing in your hearts, and what he's doing in the hearts of the people who are taking this big step. I have a brief message that I'm going to pray and then get into. But I just want you to know that if you didn't come prepared to be baptized, but you want to be baptized, I want to baptize you this morning. We have extra towels. We have extra t-shirts. We got loads of paper towels in a utility closet somewhere. You'll survive with wet hair, I promise you. And so at any point during this message, during our time together, during the baptisms, during the songs, until the end of this service, if you are here and you decide that you want to follow Jesus and the Holy Spirit has been nudging you to do this, listen, baptism, it's easy to make excuses not to do it. And that's kind of the beautiful part. Taking that step of faith, it's a step of faith. And at any time, if you would like to be baptized during this service, you can see one of our people. Our welcome team will be up here helping. Rebecca will be up here. Pastor Josh will be up on the stage. You see any of us, we'll get you a t-shirt. We'll get you a towel. We'll get you baptized. And yeah. So it's an exciting day. What baptism is it's an outward expression of what's happened inside. Baptism doesn't save you. It's not your ticket to heaven. Baptism is simply you saying, I've accepted Christ and his forgiveness for me, on what he's done on the cross and through the resurrection. I believe he is who he says he is, and I have given my life to him, and I want to show it to everybody. That's what baptism is. It's putting on the jersey. It's saying, this is my, I'm following Jesus. And I just want to say this too. It's a significant step. It's the next step. Let me pray, and then we're going to welcome Tremont. I have a little message for you. God, we thank you so much for this morning, this opportunity to worship you, and I pray that you just be encouraging our hearts. I'm so thankful for all of those who are getting baptized this morning. What an awesome thing at every one of our services. It's just so exciting to be a part of that moment between them and you. I pray that maybe you'd even stir in some people's hearts, and they might even be mad that I'm praying this. But I pray that if there are people here that should be baptized today, that you would not let them go until they make that decision to do it. And we thank you that we can trust you, and you are a good God, and you will see us through. And I pray that you would just make this a celebration of who you are and what you've done for us this morning. And we thank you for all that you are doing. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, welcome here, 9:30. Welcome to our Tremont family. So cool to have you guys joining us. Excited to hear about the stories of baptism up there, and what an awesome time together. Again, like I said here, and I want to say up there, if you want to get baptized this morning, you didn't have to sign up. You didn't have to register. We got extra shirts and towels. You just grab somebody and say, I want to get baptized. I want to start just with a brief message, and I know that's hard for me. I'm going to try really hard. I just have a couple points from this really cool story about Philip and an Ethiopian eunuch. This Ethiopian eunuch was an interesting character because on one hand, he had a position of great power and prestige. On the other hand, he was a eunuch. And I'm not going to define that for you today. If you don't know and you want to know, you can Google it. But he was marginalized pretty hard on one side. Like, this was an interesting character in Scripture. And there's this encounter with Philip and this Ethiopian eunuch that is so appropriate for today. And I just want to read it to you and talk about it a little bit. And it starts in Acts chapter 8 and verse 26. Listen to this as I read God's word to you this morning. It says this. It says, now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, go south to the road, the desert road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. So he started out. That's a crazy start. I don't know how many of you were like, at home this morning and felt like God said, you better go to Grace Free Church at 9:30 at Tremont or in Orangeburg this morning, or, you know, and you just were like, okay, that's good enough, I'll go. Left your toaster strudel in the toaster oven. And now that I said that, you're thinking, did I turn the toaster oven off? Philip just starts out and goes on his way, and on his way to where the Holy Spirit was leading him, it says he met the Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of all of the treasury of Candace, which means the queen of the Ethiopians. This man had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and on his way home was sitting in his chariot reading the book of Isaiah the prophet. The Spirit told Philip, go to that chariot and stay near it, which is a little stalkerish. Philip, without question, by the way, without reserve, without excuses, it says that Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. Do you understand what you're reading? Philip asked. How can I, he said, unless someone explains it to me. So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. This is the passage of scripture the eunuch was reading from Isaiah. He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation, he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth. And I don't know if you're wondering who that's about, but the eunuch was wondering. And he asked Philip, he says, tell me please, who is the prophet talking about, himself or someone else? It says, then Philip began with that very passage of scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. That this Jesus was the Son of God, that he came to earth, that he lived a perfect life. That this passage and so many other passages since the beginning of time have been pointing us towards the coming of this Messiah, this Christ who would bear our sins and our sufferings on a cross for him, that he would kill them on a cross, that he would be raised again to life, proving once and for all that death has no power over him. And then to all who would accept this in faith, as it says in Romans 10, 9 and 10, and confess with their mouths that Jesus is who he says he is and did what he said he did, shall be saved. Eternal life, reunited. A restored relationship with the Father. This is the good news that Jesus, that Philip tells the Ethiopian eunuch about. God loved us. God sent his Son for us. God offered a rescue plan for our brokenness. God wants to give us a new heart and a new life and new joy and new peace. And all of it is found by his grace through faith in this Jesus. As they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, look, here is water. What can stand in the way of being baptized? It's an interesting question if you don't understand the context of what Philip was likely explaining. You see, Jesus taught his disciples to go and make disciples. And then once those disciples are made, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It was the next step. It's always been the next step. Inner faith expressed outwardly through baptism. A sign to the world that this good news is ours, and that we belong to Jesus. So he says, what can stand in the way of my being baptized? And gave orders to stop the chariot. Then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away. I wonder if the eunuch had a change of clothes. Was worried about getting the carpet wet. Or the seat of his chariot. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away. Could you imagine? Talk about dramatic. Yeah. We had that thing fail this morning, and so we raced all morning to get this, and it's like 90 degrees now, but it was like 56 earlier. I don't know what would have been more stunning, the water that cold or me just disappearing on you. He took Philip away, and the eunuch did not see him again, but went on his way rejoicing, and this was a celebration. Philip, however, appeared to the other disciples and continued preaching the gospel in the direction the Holy Spirit was leading him. Now, here's a couple of points from this, and then we're going to get to it. You guys ready? I'm so ready. I'm sick of hearing myself talk. Let's just get to it. One, God moves first. We just respond. That's it. That's why you're here this morning. He moved. That's why you guys have decided to do this morning. It's not because I convinced you. It's because God's been stirring this in your heart. He always moves first. He made the first move to rescue us on the cross. He makes the move to pursue us through His Holy Spirit. He has been drawing you to Himself. No matter who you are, no matter what life has looked like, no matter how jacked up things have been for you, no matter what you did wrong this morning or what you're going to do wrong later this afternoon, He has been in pursuit of you. God always moves first. And here's our part. We just respond to Him. Just say yes. He moved in Philip to go on a journey, and Philip just said yes. He was moving in the eunuch as he was troubled about what he was reading and didn't understand, and moved in the eunuch to ask the question, moved in Philip to explain the good news to him, and then moved in the eunuch to say, why can't I be baptized right now? Moved in Philip to go, yeah, who cares about all of the other church stuff? Let's just do it in that puddle over there. And then he got out and moved. God was just moving, and these people were just saying yes. When's the last time you said yes? These people are saying yes very publicly today. And maybe some of you sitting in Tremont or sitting here in Orangeburg, God's been nudging you. He's been moving in you. And maybe it's time for you to say yes. It's a little uncomfortable. Sometimes the best things in life are uncomfortable. Here's the second point I want to make. God is working. You just can't see it. This is a beautiful thing about this piece of evangelism by Philip, right? Like, he didn't have to create this whole thing. The Ethiopian eunuch wasn't just some stranger on the street. The Ethiopian eunuch was a man God had been working on his heart and drawing him to Himself and showing him who he was. Philip just jumped on the ride with God. That's incredible to me, and it's a reminder that God is the one who stirs hearts. God is the one who moves in us. God is the one who's doing stuff in your family members that you don't understand. God is the one who's been stirring something in them. God is constantly at work. Here's the third thing. That's why asking is so important. Philip was seeking what God would have him do. And that's how Philip heard God moving him along this road where he would encounter this eunuch. The eunuch was asking God for clarity as he read the scripture, trying to understand and seeking the wisdom of God. And he's asking this, and God used Philip to answer the questions he was asking. And what if God is wanting to use you to be the answer to someone else's heart prayer? What if you're supposed to be the one that God uses to answer? And what I love about this church in Tremont and here, and you guys don't get privilege of this, but the best part of my job is that I get to see and hear about all the different and incredible and amazing ways God uses you to answer the prayers of others. And the last thing, faith is your journey of faith, most of the time it's slow. It's hard to understand how Philippians 1:6 works, but we trust it. God is working in us to bring us exactly where we need to be. That's a promise of His. I think sometimes we get frustrated because we keep doing the things we don't want to do. We keep having the questions that we had before, and sometimes we feel like we go a couple steps and things are great, and then life crashes, and next thing you know, we're back down on the floor and things are going bad, and we're like, what's wrong with us? Because my spiritual trajectory does not just look like this. Our journey of faith is a long one and sometimes a slow one, and more often than not, it looks like the Israel's wandering around the wilderness. It looks like trying to figure it out, trying to understand, trying to follow God. But it's a journey of faithfully in little ways saying yes to Him. Sometimes, maybe most of the time, our journey of faith is a slow one. But sometimes our journey of faith takes big leaps, big steps, big jumps. And that is beautiful. And what you are about to witness today is a bunch of people who are going, I'm about to take a big leap of faith. Even though you are the best audience in the world up in Tremont here, it's still a scary thing to get up here in a trough. And show everybody that you have placed your faith in Jesus and take this big step. It's difficult. I did it when I was 27 years old. Super glad that I did. It was amazing, but I spent my whole life in church and just never took that big step. Sometimes faith moves slow in a long direction of being faithful through really confusing stuff. But sometimes faith is a big leap and a huge party. And that's what we're doing today. So wherever you are, maybe today is the day you want to take that leap of faith and decide, I'm all in. I've decided to follow Jesus, and I want to show the world, my friends, my family, everybody, that I'm a follower of Him. If that's you, why not get baptized? And if that's not you, you better cheer and be excited, because this is a celebration, man, and I'm just privileged. I'm privileged and honored that you guys have allowed me to just be a little part of it. And I know Ryan feels the same up in Tremont. So would you all pray with me, and the team's going to come up and the band's going to come out, and I didn't give them a lot of leeway, and Paul's probably racing up there trying to figure out what to do next or whatever. But we're going to start playing some music. If you know the songs while we're baptizing people, you can sing along. You can just do whatever you want to do. Watch. We had a bunch of technical issues down here in Orangeburg this morning, so I'm not quite sure if we'll have it on screen. But be thankful that you're not getting baptized in a tub of brown water. So we got that. And the service apparently was starting, all service. So I'm not surprised, man, when Baptism Sunday happens and things start going wrong. I'm not surprised, because I'll tell you what, the enemy is not happy about this celebration today. But we don't care, because he's got no place here. Would you pray with me? And the team's going to get ready, and they'll help you guys get ready. And then Pastor Josh is going to come up here. And if you decide that you want to get baptized, Cheryl, everybody look at Cheryl in the back. Go see her. She'll get you all hooked up. Cheryl is one of the nicest people you ever met. She's like a big hug every time you talk to her. Even when she's not hugging you, it's like a hug. And so go see her, and we'll get you set up. Take that leap of faith. Why not? What's holding you back? A little water never hurt anybody. Well, we'll pull you up to make sure it doesn't hurt anybody. God, we thank you so much for all that you're doing in Tremont and all that you're doing here in Orangeburg. God, we are so thankful for this amazing moment that we get to celebrate together, a moment of worship, a moment of faith, a moment where you are just doing your thing in the lives of people. I am so excited about that, and we're just so thankful that we get to play a part in all that you are doing. God, thank you so much. We are so, so glad that you loved us. It's hard to comprehend why or how, but it is a beautiful thing. I pray that at the very least, everyone here would know that you're not mad at them. that you're not frustrated with them, that you love them, and because you love them, you have been moving in their lives and around them to draw them closer to you. We just want to thank you. We just want to worship you together. You are a good, good God. Thank you for my good friends who are getting baptized today. In Jesus' name, amen.